Observing and asking questions.
We will tell the names of the things in the garage, their numbers, and their locations. Here are what we will do. First, we will plan what to say about each thing in our notebooks, like the examples. Finally, we will report all our findings orally to the class. We will use a dictionary. We will say the sentences loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have any problems, we will go to our teacher for help. There are many things in the garage. 1. There is one car. 2. There is one motorcycle. It's a scooter. 3. 4. 5. 6. Etc.
Observing and asking questions.
We will tell the names of the things in our garages or the garage of the school, their numbers, and their locations. Here are what we will do. First, each one of us will look closely into the garage to identify the things and other facilities there. We will also tell their numbers. Second, we will plan what to say about each of our findings in our notebooks, like the examples. Finally, we will report all our findings orally to the class. We will use a dictionary. We will say the sentences loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have any problems, we will go to our teacher for help. 1. I have no garage. This is the garage of our school. 2. There is one car and many motorcycles. 3. 4. 5. 6. Etc.
Observing and asking questions. We will tell the names of the things in the yard and around the house. Here are what we will do. First, we will listen to the speaker say the names of things in the yard and around the house. Then, we will repeat the words after the speaker one by one. We will say the words loudly, clearly, and correctly.
A tree. A bird cage. A bench. A wheelbarrow. Some flowers. A hoe. A spade. A watering can. Some pots.
Observing and asking questions.
We will tell the names of the animals in the garden. Here are what we will do. First, we will listen to the speaker say the names of the animals in the garden. Then, we will repeat the words after the speaker one by one.
We will say the words loudly, clearly, and correctly.
A ladybug, a fly, a cocoon, a cricket, a worm.
Observing and asking questions.
We will tell the names of the things and the animals in the yard and around the house, their numbers, and their locations. Here are what we will do. First, we will plan what to say about each thing in our notebooks, like the examples. Finally, we will report all our findings orally to the class. We will use a dictionary. We will say the sentences loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have any problems, we will go to our teacher for help. There are many things in the garage. 1. There are many trees in the yard. 2. There is a bird cage on one tree. There is a bird in it. 3. 4. 5. 6, etc.
Observing and asking questions.
We will tell the names of the things and animals in our yard and around our house, their numbers, and their locations. Here are what we will do. First, each one of us will look closely into our own yards and around our houses to identify the things and animals there. We will also tell their numbers. Second, we will plan what to say about each of our findings in our notebooks, like the examples. Finally, we will report all our findings orally to the class. We will use a dictionary. We will say the sentences loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have any problems, we will go to our teacher for help. 1. I have a small garden in front of my house. 2. There is a star fruit tree there. There are many flies there. 3. 4. 5. 6, etc.
Collecting information. We will tell the names of the animals we can find near our school and our houses. Here are what we will do. First, we will look around our school and our houses to find small and big animals there. We will take notes of our findings. We will also tell their numbers. Second, we will use a dictionary to find the English words for the animals. Third, we will plan what to say about each of our findings in our notebooks, like the examples. Finally, we will report all our findings orally to the class.
We will use the dictionary. We will say the words loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have a problem, we will go to our teacher.
There are many animals near our school and our houses. 1. There are some cats. Buddy has one cat in his home. 2. Yanni has 2 cows and some goats. 3. There are some caterpillars in the flower plants in front of the library. 4. 5. 6. Etc. Associating.
We will tell what the people do in different places. Here are what we will do. We will work in group. First, we will listen to the speaker read the examples. We will repeat the sentences after the speaker one by one. Second, we will discuss to plan what to say about the other situations. Each one of us will write the sentences in our notebooks. Finally, we will read our situations orally to the class. We will use a dictionary. We will spell the words and use the punctuation marks correctly. We will say the sentences loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have any problems, we will go to our teacher for help.
Associating. For example, 1. Udin is helping his father. He is pumping the tire. I help my father too. 2. Amina is having her breakfast. I also have breakfast every morning. 3. 4. 5. 6. Etc.
Communicating. We will tell about our dream of our future house. It is a group project. Here are what we will do. First, we will plan our future house. We will make a list of the rooms we will have in the house and the things we will have in every room. We will also make a list of the things and animals we will have. Second, everyone in the group will write the details of the plan in our notebooks. Finally, each group will put their plan on the wall of the classroom and read it to the class.
We will use a dictionary. We will spell the words and use the punctuation marks correctly. We will say the sentences loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have any problems, we will go to our teacher for help.
Communicating. We will sing a song. The title is What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. Here are what we will do. First, we will copy the song in our notebooks. Second, we will listen carefully to the speaker read the lyric, meaningfully. Third, we will repeat the lyric after the speaker, line by line. Finally, in groups, we will learn to read the lyric to each other, meaningfully too.
We will spell the words and use the punctuation marks correctly. We will say the sentences loudly, clearly, and correctly. If we have any problems, we will go to our teacher for help.
Communicating.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself,
What a wonderful